Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living."
Anything you could think of, if you could actually think of it, it means you can do it, right? Does that make sense? So if it pops up in your brain, it means that you have the ability to do it. Why? Because the brain would never think of something that it could not do.
So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to dream big.
One of the tricky things I think with people is they haven't ever stopped to think about what they want because they think they can't have it. And so to think about what they want is too painful.
What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business. They have no imagination, ladies and gentlemen. They're living out of the past, out of their memory. The attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it.
Let's say you wanted to start a podcast in the past, and you did 3 episodes, and then you fell off. And so then Criticizer gets 1 point, and then they think, "I told you so. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again." The thing is that you are still closer having done 3 than having done 0.
But you don't get it, Gary. I've lost my whole life. And just because you've been losing doesn't mean you can't win. I call it the Monday Night Miracle thesis. The Monday Night Miracle is when the New York Jets were losing to the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football 30-7 with like 10 minutes left in the game and came all the way back and won. Just because you've sucked at life and you're like, "It's not true. I'm not awesome. I've lost at everything. Drug abuse, lost my loved one," like losing, like by how we would all consider it. I literally believe that you can win. And many have. When you deploy love, not hate. So many have poison in their soul, they gotta get it out.
As you think, so you become. The mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. Can you imagine dumping a barrel of trash into this mental factory every day and coming out with a rich, dynamic, positive life? It can be done. And it starts with thought. Everything starts with thought. So you must be wise and careful what you think about, because that starts everything.
The easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
I think every thought that you have makes a chemical. And you can have thoughts that make you feel good and thoughts that make you feel bad. If 90% of the thoughts that we think are the same thoughts as the day before, the same thoughts lead to the same choices. But I do think that if you think differently and you learn new information and you have new thoughts, if you can make new choices and demonstrate new behaviors and create new experiences and arrive at new goals and feel new emotions, I would say that's evolution. And I think that people really, really secretly believe in themselves on some level. And I think being defined by a vision of the future, or really always, always dreaming of another great experience, I think is a great reason to wake up in the morning.
And you could live a very, you know, contained life. You're scared of being ridiculed. You're scared of humiliation. You're scared of saying, "I want to do great things," and then not doing great things. But I would argue saying you want to do great things and not doing great things is better than just not doing anything, not saying anything. Give it a crack.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. "I think I'll try it out." No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, "Ooh, if I just would it." That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something, you just don't know. Whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, "I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me." Or, "I found out, and you damn right that is for me." That's a great place to get to.
smart people like the idea of being cynical because it seems like you've considered all of the options. Only somebody that's a smooth-brained idiot would believe that things are going to go well. Obviously, you know, that's what the normie midwits think. But it fails to recognize that your experience of your life is largely determined by the story that you tell yourself about it.
If you have judgmental parents or judgmental friends or judgmental whatevers, and you date people and you bring them home, if they say, "I don't think this is the girl for you," they're right every single time. Your entire life, except for the one person that you decide to marry. And then they are absolutely wrong at the time that it mattered most. And the thing is they get to say on your sixth girlfriend and seventh girlfriend and eighth girlfriend, because let's face it, you've been alive for a while, I have a perfect guess. I'm right 100% of the time. This roulette, we'll see how long this one lasts. And 2 years in, they're like, "See, you finally broke up with her. I told you at the beginning it wasn't going to last." Well, it never f***ing lasts except for the one that's going to stick. Duh. And the business never works until it's the one that does. It's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be. And so it's just about directional correctness and realizing that criticizers are more often correct, but when it matters most, incorrect.
The amount of people that quit 3 weeks before their shit that they spent 4 years on pops off it's a real number. It's happened quite a bit in the world. The amount of people that quit their life's dream the day before it was gonna click breaks my heart.
There was a time in my room, and I'll never forget this. 2008, I just got cut from the Seahawks. I'm in my parents' house because I don't want to go out. Looking around my room, all the trophies, all the jerseys, see my one-year-old son. And I said, "Man, is this it? Is this the mecca of my life?" And something inside of my soul said, "It's not it. It's just the beginning." And there was no external evidence of that. I had to trust that internal knowing that this was it.
One of the best things you can ever do in your life is to change your words. Your tongue, your words have the ability to shape your world. You gotta get to a place where you say, "You know what? I gotta stop talking about what I don't have and who's not here and what someone didn't give me. I gotta stop talking death and I gotta start talking life." When you look at your life, I promise you there is a connection between the life you live and the words you have spoken, because my words can change and shift my world.
So many people rehearse mentally what they're about to do. And when they do that, they actually prime their brain. They actually can change their brain and change their body just by thought alone. What thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? Let me become familiar with those. What behaviors do I want to demonstrate? What would greatness do? What would be the feeling that I want to feel if I was able to do it? Would it be worth? Would it be self-love? Would it be freedom? Would it be joy? Let me teach my body emotionally what a future could actually feel like before it happens. The more you rehearse it mentally, the more you prime your brain and body for the act. So you could actually practice rehearsing how you're going to change in your life. Teach your body emotionally that there's another way to feel, and do it over and over again. It'll become familiar to you.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional, because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
Everyone says, "I want to be the world's best tennis player. I want to be the world's best basketball player. I want to be the world's greatest podcaster." That's already been done. But there's another level. You're not thinking big enough. The process it takes to be number one and stay at number one, your dreams and thoughts better be so big that they better scare you. It has to be something that nobody else has thought about before or done before.
What success looks like for any individual person is going to be different. Unfortunately, you can't take somebody else's purpose or success. You can't wear it as a suit. It's a bad idea, right? Because it's going to not fit. If something doesn't fit, eventually it's going to hurt wiring it. If you're not careful with how you design what it is that you chase after, you can spend your entire life realizing that you climbed a very, very long ladder that was leaning up against the wrong wall.
I truly think that the thing that I've suffered from the most in my life, as I look at Kobe and, you know, all these pictures of these great people, you know, dude, I just thought too small.
True desire in the heart, that itch that you have, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you, sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours.
You know, you only get one ride around this thing. You know, think big.
You're not going to change anybody else. Did you change you? Everything really does begin with you.
I found a lot of people pretty much that way. They've got an awful lot underneath the surface, but until they bring it out and take it to the marketplace, they will never realize even a minute fraction of the benefits that they could bring themselves, their families, their friends, their community, and everyone else.
When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary that you go for what is yours in the universe.
What is it that I must become in order to manifest the vision that's beginning to articulate itself through me right now? What must I become? Where must I grow in my own life in order to be a vehicle for this transcendent vision that wants to express through me right now? There is a sacred law that you can't really have in your life which you're not willing to become vibrationally. What must I become? Where must I grow? Some people need to grow in becoming more loving or more self-loving. Where must I grow?
Who do you need to become to start the business? To move into the new location? To start traveling? To make new friends? To take up new hobbies and new investments and endeavors? To impact? Who are you going to have to become to build that philanthropic portfolio, to serve in areas you've never served, to see and to sow in places you've never been? Your destiny is linked to your identity.
Your perseverance is not even about you. The future, the next generation, legacy, destiny is attached to this. It is only then that you will be able to manifest and become who you were destined to be.
The hardest part of making millions of dollars and being successful in business is becoming the person who is able to do the thing. That's the hardest part. Hardest part's not what doing things that'll make you $1 million. That's not the hardest part. The hardest part is you becoming the person who has enough intestinal fortitude and grit to go down into the laboratory, the cave, the drawing board, whatever you want to call it, and obsess over this problem long enough to find an elegant, effortless, effective solution. That's the part. Because most people don't have enough intestinal fortitude. They don't have enough stick-to-itiveness. They don't have enough grit to last through the learning curve to become the person who can do the thing that makes them deserve to have the stuff. Yeah, even if you take a tree growing in a garden, you plant the seed in the ground. In order for the seed to become a tree, the first thing it must do is exactly the same as the first thing we must do when we're getting ready to go through our transformation. What is that? It must be willing to cease to be a seed. Unless I'm willing to cease being what I've always been, I can never become whatever I can't have the potential to become.
If I were to give people one single tool that would help them improve their lives, I would invite them to embrace the awareness and to use as a tool their consciousness that your life is not about you. It's about everyone else whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. Everything that you hope to manifest in your life and searching for all the good things in life, come to you automatically, almost without trying.
That's all you'll need to transform your experience of who you are and to touch everyone else in life in a way that would allow them to begin to experience who they are.
I came to realize that it's not about me. The experience is yours, but the experience that people take from the content, you will never own. I will never know how much what I do affects people or doesn't. I'm not responsible for what happens with what is created once it's out in the world. Mm. The reason I was there was not to have a personal experience. The reason I was there was to make a film that could potentially shed light on an issue or teach something to people, because I was so busy worrying about being Mr. Program Maker and making this film that was perfect in my mind's eye. Whereas in reality, the conversation that was being had never been had before. And as a result, it actively changed lives of people watching. It literally changed the lives of people that messaged me. It wasn't about me. And being comfortable with that is quite difficult, but also quite freeing in a lot of ways.
People come to the work for all kinds of reasons.
Sure.
And I don't really care. But by the time they start doing the work, all they really want to do is give. Because when you feel so amazing and feel so great about yourself that you no longer want anything, the first thing you want to do is give. I mean, and it's just a practice. And as you do that and you start seeing all the fun things happening, it's not like, oh, I got to go create my life today. You're like, I got to go, because I don't want the magic to stop. So I just do it because I love the crazy, magical, wonderful things that happen that I would just never anticipate in my life. And so people are catching on to it, and they start coming for one reason. You know, they want money, or they want health. Sure. But it's not about your money. It's not about your health. It's not about your new relationship. It's not even about the mystical moment. It's about who you become in the process, because overcoming all those limitations to become somebody else, nobody can take that away from you.
Your metas are the peace of the world. You are beyond yourself. You're greater than yourself.
Who you are today is just a point of reference. Don't you ever confuse your potential with who you are right now. Let me tell you something. You need to get to where you're supposed to be. I remember at our high school, the bell would ring and the principal would come into the hallway. He would yell and say, hey, where are you supposed to be, son? So can I ask you a question? Where are you supposed to be? Based on your dreams, based on your goals, based on your vision, where are you supposed to be? That night changed my life. My father reminded me of where I was supposed to be. And all of a sudden, I had to become somebody different in order to get to where I'm supposed to be. Your next level requires you to transform.
I need you to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, yo, E.T., where am I? What do I know and what don't I know, and how much more do I need to know to get to where I am? What abilities do I have? What abilities don't I have? What skills don't I have? If I don't acquire those skills, it's going to allow me to be stuck where I am. What skills don't I have? What skills do I still need to get? What information do I have? What information don't I have? And what information do I need to get to where I'm trying to go?
If you've decided I can't, because I was unlucky, my mom this, my dad this, my country this, my gender that, my income level this, well, then it's over. It doesn't matter what I think, you think, anyone else thinks, it's over. I just refuse to talk to another human being and believe that to be true, because there's been billions of examples of the alternative. There's a reason that people that were deeply alcoholic have been able to be sober the rest of their lives after going through a process. There's a reason that therapy is profound. There's a reason that meditation is profound. There's a reason that exercise is profound. To me, there's something I believe in. If one person that lived that cliche life has gone on to be an incredibly productive person, it now means it's capable and true. Yeah.
And understand, anything you can see on the screen of your mind, you can manifest in your material world.